This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the medalists of the Commonwealth Games 2026 at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, the medal winners shared their experiences from the Games with the Prime Minister. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that each one of them has made the nation proud through their exceptional performances and their success will motivate many youngsters. Mr. Modi shared a video message and said that those who will play will flourish and appeal to the citizens to always cheer for Bharat.
Jo khelega, wo khelega. Always cheer for Bharat. Bharat Mata ki. Bharat Mata ki. Bharat Mata ki.
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya and Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Raksha Nikhil Kharse were present on the occasion. India finished at the fourth spot on the medal table during the games held between 23rd of July and the 2nd of this month at Glasgow in Scotland. Indian athletes won 39 medals, including 13 gold, 17 silver and 9 bronze across various sports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens to participate enthusiastically in the Har Ghar Tiranga movement and renew their collective resolve to contribute towards building a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Our tricolour is our pride and a constant source of inspiration to always give our best for the nation." Prime Minister said he's glad that this year's efforts are dedicated to Vande Mataram and that too at a time when we are marking its 150th anniversary. The Culture Ministry said the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign this year would seek to bring the spirit of patriotism to streets and homes across the country through Tiranga Yatras, Tiranga rallies, Tiranga concerts and mass singing of Vande Mataram. India has crossed 300 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel-based installed electricity generation capacity. The landmark achievement was reached on the 31st of last month. It represents India as achieved more than 60% of its 500 gigawatt target set for 2030. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy in a statement said that the share of non-fossil fuel-based electricity capacity in the country's total installed electricity generation capacity has reached over 54%. The ministry added that the growth in clean energy generation has been driven by strong contributions across sectors. Solar energy remains the key growth engine. Jharkhand police has imposed prohibitory orders around the assembly premises and made elaborate security arrangements across Ranchi. The measures have been taken in view of today's Vidhan Sabha march called by students who have been protesting for more than 2 weeks against alleged irregularities in recruitment exams in the state. A prohibitory order has already been promulgated within a 750-meter radius of the Vidhan Sabha building from 6th to 12th of this month. Protesters allege that hundreds of students coming to the state capital from different parts of Jharkhand are being stopped by the police forcefully. The students' protest entered its 17th day today, while 6 of them are on hunger strike, protesting against alleged irregularities in the recruitment exams. BJP leader Amar Bauri alleged that the party's state unit president Aditya Sahu has been put under house arrest. The Indian Navy, U.S. Navy Explosive Ordnance Disposal Exercise 2026 will be conducted at Southern Naval Command, Kochi, from today till the 14th of this month. The Defence Ministry said the bilateral exercise aims to enhance interoperability and strengthen professional cooperation between the specialist, diving and EOD teams of the two navies. The five-day exercise will comprise subject matter expert exchanges, cross-training, equipment demonstrations and scenario-based practical exercises. In squash, India settled for the silver medal in the team event at the FISU World University Championships in Mumbai yesterday. The Indian quartet of Om Semwal, Shamina Riaz, Suraj Kumar Chand and Nirupama Dubey lost the final to Hong Kong China on game difference after the tie ended 2-2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.